original local community radio, East Coast FM, with the latest news from Sky.
Yes, indeed, Governor Sky.
East Coast FM, coming to a radio and car radio near you soon. On 107.6 FM. Look out for the big launch day.
Good morning, it's East Coast FM, it's Ian here. I'm going to leave you for the next 10 minutes or so in the capable hands of our dramatic arts group that are with us here today. Rita Brad's brought them in again. Three Craws, and an episode, because it's quite current, Burns. So, the three Craws today are...
Nicola.
Oh, hang on, Nicola. How's that?
Is that better?
Yeah, Nicola.
Nicola.
And good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
Looking forward to this.
Thank you.
And beside you?
Wesley.
Thanks, Wesley. And up here, beside me?
Mal.
Mal. And Rita's standing behind me at the minute, and she'll be slipping in to the chair in a second. Three Craws today, going to start off with a wee song, and looking forward to that. I'm going to get out of the way and let Rita in. So without any further ado, guys, are you ready?
Yes.
We're all ready. We're off on episode 2. I'm excited about this. I love this. I think it's brilliant. Episode 2 of the Three Craws.
Three Craws sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall. Three Craws sat upon a wall on a cold and frosty morning. The first craw fell and broke his jaw, fell and broke his jaw, fell and broke his jaw. The first craw fell and broke his jaw on a cold and frosty morning.
The second craw couldn't flee at all, couldn't flee at all, couldn't flee at all. The second craw couldn't flee at all on a cold and frosty morning.
The third craw was greeting for his maw, greeting for his maw, greeting for his maw. The third craw was greeting for his maw on a cold and frosty morning.
The fourth craw was near there at all, was near there at all, was near there at all. The fourth craw was near there at all on a cold and frosty morning.
Three craws are sitting on Edinburgh Castle wall, shivering, shielding themselves from wind and snow. Their feet are blue and their bonnets threaten to take off. The salt air flaps above the castle. Nothing has changed weather-wise since December.
I'm still sick of all this weather.
So am I.
Me and all.
Well, I'm not heading after World of Climbers again, but I ken where we can go to get a wee break. Not so far from here.
What's on your mind?
Aye, tell us.
Can you keep us in suspense?
Well, I'm thinking we should head after Dumfries.
Dumfries?
But that's just down the road to Edinburgh.
Aye, I ken, but that's the point. It's not too far as a crow flies for us to fly to.
So what's the point? We'll be just as cold there as we are here. We might as well save our energy.
Aye, we can shiver here just as well as we can shiver there.
Aye, but I found out there's a big festival there the next, and the last weekend. It's called the Big Burn Supper, and it's in honour of Bard Riley Burns' birthday.
What's a bard?
Someone writes poetry, verse and songs.
The first crow draws out a map from underneath his wing. They all huddle round as he points the tip of his wing over the map.
See, if we lead after the A702 and fly straight to the A701, we'll be there in no time.
Nah, I think we'd be better going across to the west and straight down the coast to Ayr and on to Alloway.
Alloway? But we're not going to Alloway, we're going to Dumfries.
Aye, but we could stop off there and visit Rabbi Burns' house. See? There it is, on the map.
Nah, I think we should just keep to the original plan and keep right on to Dumfries.
That's it settled then. Let's go on.
The three crows take off and head straight across from Edinburgh to Dumfries. After a few hours flying, they land in the high street.
Oh, right. Now we're here, what are we going to do?
We'll head for the Globe Inn.
Where's that? Why are we going there?
Food. Food and poetry.
Food I need. But poetry, it's no my cup of tea.
The three crows head off down the high street till they find the Globe Inn. It is dark and a storm is brewing. The crows peer in the windows. Inside, a fire is burning in the grate and the rooms are brightly lit.
Here, check out the windows. There's words scribbled on them.
Okay. So there are.
Oh, hum. Never mind the words. I'm starving.
Me and all. Come on. Let's find some food.
No yet. I want to use some of the phones. Some hay meat and can eat. And some are eat that want it. But we hay meat and we can eat. So let the Lord be thank it.
Come on. You're making us even more starving.
Talking about eating.
Hold on. Do you know Ken Rabbit scribbled verses on windies using a bit of diamond? Most likely a diamond tip pen.
Diamond? I love diamonds.
But the poems weren't written by a rabbit. They've been written by today's poets and put onto plastic sheets and stuck in the windies. It was a couple of guys, Hugh Bryden and David Borthwick, that thought of the idea.
Well, that's awfully clever. I'm going to go upstairs and see if there's more.
The third crow flies up to the window ledge above.
Here. What's that lone lassie doing in white, Dane? She looks strange, like no freer time.
Aye, there is. The words say, gin a body, meet a body, coming through the green. Gin a body, kiss a body, the thing's a body's ain.
Oh, can't we see anybody?
Aye, surely. I can see her as plain as day.
The lights flicker on and off. Thunder roars. There is a flash of lightning.
What's happening? Here, the lassie's gone. And see, there's some mere words that have all gone all squint.
Some have even dropped off the windowsill.
The third crow flies back down from the window ledge above.
Here's the poet's name. Oh, and another young slips off. Jings. This young's got Robbie's signature on it. In black pen. How can that be?
All three crows give a shudder and shake their feathers. They fluff themselves up to look even bigger than they really are.
I feel like someone's just walked over my grave.
Me and her.
Maybe he's claiming it for his own.
Next is strange. I'm looking here.
The three crows flutter off to another window. They peer in and see a warm scene. A fire burning in the grate. Crowds of people, all in a different stage of merriment.
That's wild. And check out they folk dancing. I've never seen the likes of it, even in Edinburgh.
Well, that beer looks good.
I can smell something good cooking.
Crowns, look what they're doing.
What is it?
One fellow's got a long knife and he's heading out towards something leaning on the table.
Listen to that screeching. There's a murder going on.
Jings, do you know Ken's bagpipes when you hear them? There's plenty of them played around Prince Street and the Royal Mile back home in Edinburgh. Oh, here though. That fellow's talking. Let's hear what he's saying.
Fair for your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the pudding race. I boon them all, ye tack your place, pinch, stripe or firm. Weel are ye worthy o' this as lang's my earum. The groaning trencher, like taps of thistle. Ye powers, we mak mankind your care, and dish them out their bill of fare. All Scotland wants nae stinking ware that jipes and luggies. But if ye wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis.
Oh, no.
What?
He's storming the thing on the table.
The crows look on in horror, unable to move or speak. Soon, they see plates being passed around, and they fear the worst.
Oh, I recognise that smell.
What is it? Is it a rabbit? A cat? A dog?
No, it's just a haggis. Bits of sheep and cereal.
Yummy! Here, look at that lassie. Her skirt's awfully short.
It's a wonder if he doesn't catch a cold.
The second crow looks around.
Come on. There's a haggis pudding cooling on that windy ledge. Let's tuck in.
The three crows flap over and settle on another window ledge. They begin to hammer their beaks into the skin of the haggis. The wind is howling. Black clouds are rolling over the town.
Blimey, it's getting stormy. We'll need to be quick. Get stuck in.
Oh, drinks. Oh, this is awfully tasty.
Oh. Aye. It's fair making my mouth water.
The crows are enjoying the haggis so much they forget where they are.
Whist! Someone's coming!
It's the lassie in the cutty sock.
The girl in the short skirt lets out a scream.
She's seen us!
The door of the kitchen is flung open and out bursts the girl in the short skirt. Stop! Thieves! She screams. The people in the pub hear her and come tearing out through the kitchen door into the close. The crows have eaten so much haggis they are unable to take off as quickly as they normally do. They are grabbed.
Get off me!
Leave me alone!
Here! That's my tail!
Get off your tail feathers! Leave us alone!
But the crowd keep hold of the crows until at last their tail feathers are pulled out. They flap their wings as hard as they can and escape over the rooftops and flee back to Edinburgh. They are back on their perches on Edinburgh Castle walls. The salt air cracks in the howling gale like the sound of thunder.
James, that was too close for comfort. Next time we're going to Rabbi Bun's birthday party, we'll need to be more careful, in case we end up on the table.
Hi, and it's going to be a while before those tail feathers grow back again. I feel like Meg out of Tam O'Shanter.
Aye. Three crows sat upon the wall, sat upon the wall, sat upon the wall. Three crows sat upon the wall on a cold and frosty morning.